I'm Sonika Faude, and you're listening to True North Country Comics Podcast.
Welcome to a special edition of the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book creators and supporters. I'm John Swinimer. If you have a comment, criticism, or question, you can contact me at john@truenorthcountrycomics.com. Throughout the month of May, these podcasts are dedicated to the exhibitors who would have participated at the Toronto Comic Arts Festival 2020. TCAF is an annual event that celebrates independent, amateur, and professional comic book creators in intimate settings supported by the exhibition programming and creator signings. On this episode, I chat with Sonika Faude. The podcast is available on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. Sonika is an illustrator and comics artist working between Mumbai and New York City. Born and raised in India, she is now pursuing education in New York. Her recent work explores the theme of processing and documenting human relationships through mixed media, reportage-based comics, and mini-zines. So, without further ado, here's my chat with Sonika Faude.
Well, Sonika, thank you very much for taking time to chat with me today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. So what I usually do to start the interview is ask creators about the first comic book that they read. And I'm wondering if you remember what your first comic book was.
I didn't know at that point that this was technically a comic, but I used to read Hyperbole and Half. They were these online web comics. And they were, I remember, they were about the author's experiences, about mostly her recalling her childhood, but she was also a comedian. So it was really funny and, like, humorously written. But the comic that I read and I was completely blown away by was this comic called Depression Part 2. And it was a very... it was like a child explaining what depression feels like, but it was her talking about her day-to-day life. And what I loved about her comic was that she would draw everything in MS Paint, or it looked like MS Paint. She's also the person, you know that meme that's like, what do we want? And, you know, like all the people chanting. Like, that meme comes from that comic. The little pink people with the yellow hair.
So your first comic experience was online then?
Yeah.
Wow. Something. That is quite unique. I haven't encountered a creator who's done that thus far, so that's quite unique. Good.
Oh,
good.
Cool.
What about influences? Who influences you to create your art?
Right now, I am really influenced by Lisa Hannawalt, who did all the drawings, the character design and development for BoJack Horseman, and Liana Fink. She just... Well, a while ago, she released a book called Passing for Human. And what I love so much about that book is that the story keeps starting over and over again. It feels like the author can decide how to start the story, and that you feel like, oh, your like concentration is getting broken every time the story starts. But it's more like a device that she uses to be able to provide more angles to the same story, and she like builds up the story that way without you even realizing that this information is being given to you. It's very poetic. I highly recommend it.
Very good. Very good. I was reading your bio and it said that you lived in Mumbai. So I wanted to ask you a bit about the comic book scene there. What was it like for you?
It was very interesting in the way that there, I didn't know what comic books are while I was growing up in Mumbai. I found an extremely old copy of Mad Magazine in my grandfather's attic once, and I read through it not understanding what I was reading. But I found a comic scene in India, in South India, in Bangalore, where I lived briefly, and I met a lot of people my age who were starting to create a comic scene at that time. And it was artists like Dead the Duck, who's one of my favorite Indian comic artists, and Tarika John, and like people like this who were creating comics and telling narratives and like really building the scene. And now it's grown to an extent where we have our own fests and everything, but it's still a very small scale. So getting a table is free because they're trying to get people to do this. You know, they're encouraging it.
Well, that's good. That's good to foster entertainment and in the artistic way. That's great. So I want to switch gears a bit. We're talking because I'm interviewing for the month of May creators who were planning to go to the Toronto Comic Arts Festival, and you were planning to be there. So I want to talk a bit about the book you were planning to exhibit at the show.
So the book is called Everything I Remember Not Eating, and it's an illustrated memoir of – it's like a visual essay / graphic novel that kind of goes through – it recounts a story through memories of food that were or were not eaten, my memories, but it also tries to unpack my complicated relationship with food that I've always had all my life and how it was inspired by my complicated relationship with my grandmother who raised me. She recently passed away, which inspired me to start writing the book. But I'm using it, well, I use comics to just process life. So I'm using it to unpack all that and also understand like how my relationship with food percolates into interpersonal relationships and like hoping that people will relate to it. So that's the book that I was going to show at TCAF this year.
Well, sorry to hear about the passing of your grandmother. It's never a good thing, but certainly a tragedy can transform into art. And we've seen that many times, so it definitely can be an inspiration for us in many ways. What talk about the tools that you use to create your art? Can you talk a little bit about those?
Yeah, I've always been more attracted to like actual analog art, and this book is entirely done in watercolor, and all the type is handwritten. But I'm also super interested in comics that are done entirely through color pencils or like inking, traditional inking and stuff like that, as opposed to like more digitally created stuff. I mean, I completely appreciate people who do that stuff. It's just I like to see people's hand in it, and so that's what I try to do in my own art.
Do you find you can get closer to the image that you want to create by using more traditional tools?
I think so. I like it when there's mistakes in it, because I feel like if there's a mistake, it looks like it was made by a human, and it just feels more personal. Yeah, I agree with what you just said.
Okay, cool. Now, we're definitely focusing on TCAF here, and I'm wondering if you've ever been to that event before.
Yeah, my TCAF was my first ever comics festival ever. And I went two years ago. It was my first time tabling at a venue. I was extremely nervous, and I just loved it. It's like the minute you enter, it's like this big library, the reference library in Toronto. It was also my first time in Toronto or Canada.
Ah.
And they just have these massive posters from all the years before. And it kind of feels like you're walking into this space that has history. Because I grew up in India, and we don't really have, well, we have a historic comic scene, but it's very traditionally about mythology, less about indie comics. And so I think I sort of like craved the idea of that being a part of this comics legacy, which I got to experience in TCAF. And I just really loved everyone there. The audience was so supportive, and everyone you're tabling with is just so lovely. I loved Toronto and I loved TCAF.
Yeah, that's one thing we miss. For sure. It's a chance to meet up with old friends and certainly meet new people as well. Like if you're tabling or even just walking around, you get a chance to meet with folks that, you know, come from all over the country, which is quite a unique opportunity. And around the world, we've been getting lots of people from different countries coming as well to exhibit. Chris Butcher has done a great job in bringing various groups, whether it's from Germany or Japan or wherever, to showcase different work. So there's a worldly feel to it, which is great.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you have any other projects on the go that you want to talk about?
I'm recently working on a different book that's... So the name of the book has a curse word in it.
Say it? well, I'll probably have to bleep it. So,
it's called Once Upon a Boy, it's this black and white book that is fiction, but also dips in and out of asking questions to people. It is the most surreal book I've worked on so far, because the whole story happens over the course of a conversation between two people who are breaking up. And in the beginning, you enter the book thinking that it's going to be the story of one person completely blaming everything on the other person. But it sort of like evolves and talks about how a person isn't, you know, explores the how long it takes for these two people to actually have this conversation and go through a breakup without actually saying that much, and realizing like a person isn't that bad unless you put all that focus on them. It's just sort of exploring the complicated nature of a relationship. But what I thought was interesting about the book was that the whole story has no names or characters, and the two characters keep morphing. So it's these two people, but it could be anybody. And the point of writing it that way is so that more people can relate and identify themselves with either or both characters over the period of the story.
Yeah, no, that's great. Those are all the questions I have for you. Is there something I didn't ask that you want to get across in this interview?
I'm just really grateful to the way that TCAF handled the situation, given how difficult times are. And so I just like to like thank them for that. Like, I'm sure that organizing this international event must have been incredibly difficult, and being able to process everybody's refunds and also like help everyone with like give information about canceling airlines and like all of that stuff. Like, I really appreciate the way they did it, because it definitely made life easier while everyone was freaking out, you know.
Well, it certainly is a tremendous experience that we're going through, but hopefully this hasn't put you off coming back in the future, because it is a great opportunity to attend.
I cannot wait to get back to the next TCAF.
Thanks to Seneca for the chat. You can discover more about Seneca on Instagram at instagram.com/thejackfruitslayer and online at SanicaP.com. That's SanicaAP.com. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics podcast. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to and like this podcast on Apple Podcasts, and please leave a good rating. Also, check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website and follow along on Twitter at True North Comics. And please send your feedback to John at TrueNorthCountryComics.com. Thanks again for listening. Come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics Podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2020.